News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, just gone 17 minutes past 8 here on News Talk Breakfast with Shane Coleman and Kieran Budahy. People will have heard on Taoiseach Leo Varadkar yesterday suggesting that Sinn Féin should either take their 7 seats in Westminster or they should resign them if they refused to vote in passing the withdrawal agreement, the Brexit bill, through the House of Commons. Joining us on the line to give her response is the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. Mary Lou, you're very welcome to the programme. Look, in terms of abstentionism, I've heard that argument and I understand it. But in the context of the withdrawal agreement, does the Taoiseach have a point?
Well, good morning, Kieran. And no, the Taoiseach does not have a point. And I suppose the first thing to say is that it's very, very ironic to hear politicians who themselves and their parties have abstained and walked away from Northern politics for generations, lecturing those of us who actually stand in election and who represent people in the North. The second point to make is that...
Well, where are you representing them at the moment? Not in Stormont or Westminster?
Well, no. Our representatives right across the country are very busy representing people, I can assure you, at every level. Secondly, Westminster doesn't promote or protect Irish interests. That's not the function of the Parliament at Westminster. The Westminster Parliament is clearly and expressly designed to protect the British interest and, more correctly, in the case of Brexit, the English interest. Thirdly, I find it extraordinary to hear a Taoiseach, a head of Irish government, trying to encourage elected representatives elected by a section of the Irish electorate in the north of Ireland to go to a British parliament and to swear allegiance to a foreign power. I find that an extraordinary turn of events. Sinn Féin is a national organisation. We have a single leadership and decision-making structure. We're national. We're not regional entities like the other political parties on this island. And I think it would be an extraordinary thing for any of our representatives, Irish citizens representing Irish citizens on the island of Ireland, to go to a place that is not designed and has absolutely no interest, high up or low down, in Irish interest, and to swear an oath of allegiance to a foreign power.
It would have been extraordinary. It would have been extraordinary in the past for someone from Sinn Féin to take their seat in the Dáil or to sit in a Stormont, an assembly with the DUP in Northern Ireland. But all of that was done, and it was done for political reasons.
Yes,
is there not just
on,
like I understand that the I understand well, the abstentionism no. and the British interest? But when you say about protecting English interests, is protecting English interests in this case not a hard Brexit? And actually, the withdrawal agreement that's before the Westminster protects Northern interests.
I don't wish to be rude, Kieran, but I don't think you've grasped what I've said. And you're right to say that, of course, Sinn Féin participates in the Dáil, the Seanad, in the Northern Assembly and the Executive. But be very clear that those are Irish assemblies directly elected by the electorate here that take decisions for the population, the economy and the society here. Westminster is an animal of a totally different colour. And the Brexit debate took place across the water with absolutely no regard for Ireland. The Brexit
No, but it does affect Ireland. And I'm just talking about the arithmetic of the withdrawal agreement and getting it through.
I'll come to the arithmetic. But before I address the arithmetic, I think you need to understand how profoundly dysfunctional it is for the head of the Irish government to encourage Irish representatives to go Harsalia and to swear an oath of allegiance to a foreign power. By the way, 3,000 or so people were welcomed into the fold of Irish citizenship there during the week. There was a beautiful ceremony, and each and every one of those citizens was required to take an oath of fidelity to the Irish state and to the nation. That's part and parcel of the function of being an Irish citizen. Now, let me come to the mathematics. There's over 600 members at Westminster. Anybody who has argued that the 7 nationalist seats, the 7 Republican seats will be decisive hasn't done their mathematics. Anybody, by the way, Kieran, who is naive enough to imagine, and I mean profoundly naive enough to imagine, that seven nationalist votes, seven Republican votes would be allowed to be decisive at Westminster, doesn't understand British politics. Anybody who imagines that Sinn Féin riding in on our white charger to rescue Theresa May and the deal, that that would work out without a whole series of very powerful and very, very disruptive political dynamics being unleashed, hasn't really sat back and thought about this. And that's what I suspect is the case with Leo Varadkar. I suspect now the Taoiseach is trying to play politics with Brexit, wants to take a poke at Sinn Féin, have a go at us, because certainly any sober, any insightful or mature analysis of the call that he is making on us would reflect that it's very foolish and, in fact, very, very odd. And can I finish by saying this? If Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are saying to the Irish public that they would be prepared to contest elections in the north, I think that's a good thing. But if they're saying that as people who are part of a sovereign government in this state, that they would be prepared to go into Westminster and swear an oath to a foreign power, well, then I think there is a big, big problem.
Yeah, I don't think they are suggesting they're going to run for any parliamentary seats. It's the Stormont Assembly that they're talking about running in. But look, on that note, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. Mary Lou, thanks a million for speaking to us.